Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm legit curious, like, how excited are people? Are you excited about Nick Chubb? Are you excited about the possibility of a Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb backfield? We're going to do best case and worst case scenarios. People are already sending in their best case and worst case scenarios for the Nick Chubb experience. I think we need to preface everything, Seth, with this is a very low-risk transaction. This is, right. You know, this is nothing where the Texans are, you know, are out over their skis financially of this, where they're having to move money around just to accommodate Nick Chubb. He is making $500,000 more than Dari Ogunbowale right now on his base. Can make more, but if he does make more, it would stand to reason you're getting production that justifies that. So best case, worst case scenarios for Nick Chubb. When I say best case scenario, what pops into your head?
I guess, well, best case, and I kind of power ranked these, it slowly goes from best into worst case scenario.
Okay.
Best case scenario was he responds in the same way he did in college when he had a devastating injury. His injury in college was toward the MCL, the LCL, and the PCL, and is probably one of the reasons that he ended up going in the second round, yeah, despite being so ethereally gifted. But it was to the same knee. So, but okay, best case scenario, man, he got that injury in 2015, came into the NFL, and he was an incredible running back.
Yeah.
If he gets back to that same form, obviously that's the best case scenario.
That's a home run.
As we just, as we just heard from Jonathan, that this has been viewed in Cleveland as a 2-year process, that the second year back is when you're going to see a much better version of him. It's probably the least likely scenario, too. And I'm not sitting here saying that we got to get, on a $2.5 million deal, I don't need or expect Nick Chubb to be back to what his peak was. So the second best scenario is he recovers, but he's a solid back. You know, Frank Gore tore both his ACLs in college.
Yep.
Ended up having one of the longest careers in the NFL. Was never one of the best running backs in the NFL, but had a very long and productive career. Willis McGahee had a devastating injury in college. Ended up coming in, having a 10-year career, but not one of the best backs in the NFL. Those are the types of, I think, I don't want to say that's, it's definitely more likely than the first scenario, but that's where in my mind, that's where I've kind of set, like, that's a reasonable hope to have. That he can be a really effective and impactful back, but I'm not going to dangle it out there like all of a sudden he's going to rush for 2,000 yards this season.
Yeah, you talking about how it's a 2-year process, citing Jonathan Peterlin, who we just had on in the previous segment, afternoon host on our sister station up in Cleveland, 92.3, that it's a 2-year process coming back from something like this, and that Nick Chubb played last year in the first year back. I wish I'd asked Jonathan what was the feeling about him even playing at all last year. coming back specifically to play for a team that when he came back was 1-5, a team that was for all intents and purposes we knew was not going to be a playoff team. What the conjecture was there? Because I find it incredibly noble that he came back and played, even though I know he's contractually, you know, he's under contract. When you're healthy, you should go do your job, that kind of thing. It's a new NFL. It's a new sports world we live in these days. We live in the world of load management. I don't know. That's what I'd be curious about. Would people have begrudged him up in Cleveland if he decided, given the devastating nature of that second knee injury he sustained, if he had especially considering, too, that he broke his foot once he came back, you know?
Yeah, and he ended up breaking his foot, which obviously it's not the same body part, but you can very easily see how it might have been related.
Maybe.
With the whole anatomical chain being taxed and disrupted and all of that.
Yeah,
that's – I wonder – maybe we should be retroactively angry at Cleveland for playing him at all.
Taking miles off the odometer for us.
Yeah. I wonder if he would have. You know what? He might. It's one of those weird situations where just contractually, he might have gotten a better contract if he hadn't played at all last year.
That's what I mean.
He wouldn't have this broken foot, and people would say, all right, we're going to take a swing at him, and we'll see. The workout videos look incredible, all of that. Yeah, it might have been better for him personally to not have any of the film from last year.
100% would have been. Wouldn't have had the broken foot. And Seth, we would not be talking about a season in which he rushed for under 5 yards a carry.
3.3 yards. 3.3.
Like that was the only season he was under 5 yards a carry in the NFL. Like I do think if he was just all workout videos and taking a physical, it might have cost we should actually be thanking him. It might have cost the Texans more money to get Nick Chubb.
Yeah, like Baker Mayfield trying to play through that really severely separated shoulder that he had in Cleveland. It almost was like the death blow for him is because he courageously tried to play through a really, really bad injury.
Might have cost him his job.
Right,
you know?
Right,
might have cost him his job.
So in Cleveland, of all places.
Of all places.
This would be my third best case scenario, and on his contract, I look at this as a genuinely good scenario.
Okay,
is if maybe he's not back to his same explosiveness, he doesn't have that breakaway speed, everything else, but if he could be a devastatingly effective short yardage back, he still has the size, he still has the strength, he still has all of that. He's got the football IQ and the ability to read in his vision. I played against Marcus Allen. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
I played against Marcus Allen in his last year in the league. And Marcus Allen was a strictly short yardage specialist at that time. And what a pain in the ass it was.
Yeah.
Like, he was so good at it that it was like, it was third and one. You might as well concede the down.
Yep. Yeah, that would still be worth $2.5 million probably.
Oh, 100%.
You know, right. Okay, so these are decreasingly best case scenarios here.
We'll get into worst case scenarios now.
Yeah,
so we had three best case scenarios.
Yep.
There could be a million different things you go with.
I think
fourth best, like it's the worst case scenario, or it's fourth on my ranking of scenarios. He's just doesn't look like himself, gets injured again in training camp or whatever it might be, and never even touches the field this year, but they know it during training camp.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So, okay, it didn't work out. You took a swing. It was $2.5 million. Didn't work out. That's actually my most desirable of the bad scenarios, because the worst case scenario is they get into the regular season. Maybe they trade away Damian Pierce, and I'll credit one of our listeners for bringing this scenario up.
Yeah.
Maybe it looks great during training camp. They trade him. They trade Damian Pierce during preseason, and then all of a sudden Nick Chubb just isn't the same guy at all, or gets injured again, and Joe Mixon gets injured at some point. And now you've got undersized guys and either Jawar Jordan or J.J. Taylor. You've got a receiving specialist, a third down type, and Woody Marks, and a rookie at that. And you've got a Gumba Wale. That would be my worst case scenario, is that you're using him as a placeholder right now that you're depending on, and then all of a sudden you can't depend on him.
The listener who sent that to us, I'll add one more wrinkle, said that wherever Pierce goes, Pierce turns into 2022 Pierce again.
Oh, yeah, that
so
would
it's,
hurt.
Right, so
smart.
It's not just that you got rid of Damian Pierce for whatever you get for him, and you're counting on these two older guys, but they get hurt, and Pierce all of a sudden is rushing for 100 yards a weekend again. He's a viable fantasy football guy again, you know?
I think I'm really, really happy about the signing, but they're almost two separate things. It's okay. It makes sense, the signing. The contract is exactly what I hoped it would be. It's actually better than what I hoped it would be. I had set it at $4.5 million thereabouts, around that region. So the fact that it's $2.5 million plus incentives, I feel really, really good about that. So that's the one bucket. My other bucket is, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that he's going to be a lot closer to his best version of himself this year than he was last year.
Yep.
I think there's a very high ceiling on what he could be.
My Dallas friends, this is a text message. My Dallas friends are trying to compare the Nick Chubb signing to when they re-signed Ezekiel Elliott.
They gave Ezekiel Elliott a boatload of money. Or are they talking about when he came back the second time?
He came back the second time.
When they re-signed him.
Yeah, when he came back the second time. And it could
be Ezekiel Elliott is that he just stopped playing good football, injured or not.
Yeah, no, Zeke is a bit of a kook. Like, Nick Chubb seems like a pro's pro. You know,
Zeke, I watched Hard Knocks that year when the Cowboys had it, and I'm like, this guy he's a child.
Yeah.
He's making stupid childish jokes on the sideline.
Eating candy at practice.
Skittles all the time. Yeah. His play reflected it as he got older. Nick Chubb is the opposite. Nick Chubb is an adult.
Yeah.
Like, he really takes it very, very seriously. And of all the different running backs, you know, you don't want to read too much into Instagram workouts and everything like that, but everything anybody says about Nick Chubb is that he's going to attack this the same way Adrian Peterson attacked his recovery from his ACL, where he ended up coming back. And the different scenario, obviously. Yeah. It was quote unquote just an ACL, but Adrian Peterson is one of those rare guys that played well beyond 30 years old as a running back. Like, it's just, they're few and far between the guys that are actually really effective running backs past the age of 30.
Guessing this guy's excited. Larry in Stafford giving us a jingle. What's going on, Larry? How are you?
Well, what's going on, son?
Larry?
Did we lose him?
Did we lose Larry?
Hang on,
Larry. Larry, you cut out there for about 5 seconds right after you said, "What's up, Sean?" Yeah, so go ahead.
Hey, that's my bad. I was just saying that, you know, it's always a good thing to wake up in Swarm City with a little Chubb in your life, man. And, you know, this is a good signing, man. And at the price that they paid at 2.5 to get them a decent backup running back, if Damon Pierce goes somewhere else and become a fantasy superstar, so be it. This is an opportunity for the Houston Texans to do something that we have sat around and watched other teams do, which is load up on veteran players to try to go get a Super Bowl in C.J. Stroud's third year. And I'm excited about it, man, because what Nick and D'Amico have all said is that they believe in competition, and they're putting competition on everybody over there on Kirby. So that makes their running back room something that I'm going to be looking forward to going over there to training camp. And I know Cal and Hannah like it because the objective is to win a Super Bowl for this city, man. So having Nick Chubb in camp, I love it, man. And I'm not worried about – this is the second year after the ACL, and that's always the time when everything gets right. And we've all said that you'd rather have a broken bone than have something else going on. So I'm sure that foot has healed and it's going to be fine. But this is the kind of excitement that the city of Houston deserves, and this is what we're looking for. So if you boys can't get down with getting y'all some Chubb in y'all life, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we're good for it, man. With Seth and I are down. We are.
See, I warned. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We did a segment earlier where I did the 7 reasons I love the Nick Chubb signing.
Yeah.
And yet still there are people that came out of it wondering why I was so down on the Nick Chubb signing.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why you're like, what your expectations are of us or human beings in general. I don't think there's any amount of me saying that I really like this signing that is going to keep people from being like, I can't believe Seth is down on this signing. To be clear to Larry, it wasn't the ACL. It was the ACL, the MCL, the meniscus, and the medial capsule.
Yeah.
So it was a classic, triple quadruple bomber of devastation in his knee. And it is the same knee that he had a really bad knee injury on in college.
That was my question.
It's the same knee. It's a little bit more complicated than an ACL. But still, I do. I love the signing. I love it.
Yeah. No, I do too. And I think, boy, the Larry talks about the competition. As currently constructed, this team, you know, barring trades, there's going to be a guy or two that get cut that figured fairly prominently into the last couple of years at running back, and I think at wide receiver also. Like, I think there's a decent chance Damian Pierce is not on this team this coming season. I think there's a decent chance John Mechie and or Xavier Hutchinson aren't on this team based on what they brought in at wide receiver. I think Justin Watson can make this football team. He was a contributor in Kansas City last year. I think Berrios can make this football
team. Berrios is also just the special teams dynamic and exactly what they feel about. You know, because Jalen Noel can return kicks as well. They signed Braxton Berrios before they got Jalen Noel.
Yep.
Lots of options there right now. So in trying to predict the final roster, special teams really factors heavily into it, especially obviously with wide receivers.
Yeah, someone's saying on the text page, Pierce isn't going anywhere. He's too good of a kickoff returner. To Seth's point, they've got other options on the roster to return kicks, you know?
And I would question your standards for kickoff returns.
He's good. He's had some big returns, but
it's not like people are predicting him to be the all-pro kickoff returner.
No. And Braxton Berrios has been an actual all-pro kickoff returner before.
Right.
So,
I agree that he's done well he had some really good moments as a kickoff returner, but not to the point where you say like, well, you can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
He's your kickoff returner.
That's right.
He's just not, they haven't treated him that way.
Yep. The text page weighing in on a lot of this trade value for Damian Pierce. I would say a mid to late day three pick at best. I could see a Damian Pierce trade being one of those things where the Texans trade Damian Pierce in a sixth for a fifth round pick. That kind of thing. One of those trades where you're just moving up.
Trade swappage type
deal. Pick swap where you're moving up like 40 spots or however many things.
Once he comes in, I mean, it's hard to really impress in the preseason anymore, except that if he does have if he really puts some really good stuff on film in a couple of those games where he's shown ability to break tackles is the big one for me.
Yeah.
And this is where I've always, you know, Kasera and I disagree on whether body weight matters for Damian Pierce or not. I look sleeker, Damian Pierce. Sure, he does look very good, and he carries it well and everything. But he doesn't break tackles the way he used to.
Yeah.
Even on his impressive runs last year, it wasn't as impressive physically as some of his really impressive games from his rookie year, where he broke that one play in Jacksonville. He broke. I'm not even exaggerating. I believe it was seven tackles.
It was crazy
in that one to get 12 yards or however many.
Man.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Angry run of the year. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Tuesday. Texans get going in about 30 minutes out at mandatory minicamp. I'm going to the Astros game tonight. Seth, I saw a video online of a challenge that somebody did at a baseball game. So should I try this at the Astros game tonight? We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Text message, Seth, I've not heard you say one time that you want to marry Nick Chubb.
That's why people think I hate this signing, even though we've done seven segments talking about how much I love this signing. Yeah. Yes.
Larry followed up. Larry wanted to make it clear. He wasn't talking about me and you not liking the Chubb. He was more talking to the general you that is the skeptical part of the audience.
If he had just said, he said something along the lines of, like, if you don't like this signing, except he said, you guys don't like this signing.
Yeah.
If you say, if you don't, then it's a kind of the hypothetical you. Yeah.
Yep. Words matter, yes. Shout out to Demi Casario for not just stopping at Slowick. That's from Derwin. I like that.
Demi Casario.
I like that. Maybe have to.
What was the power couple I came up with? Jordacek. Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. Jordacek.
Yes. I like it.
There is no name for that power couple yet.
There's not.
Why?
There's not. I don't know.
The disrespect. They show our power couples.
Big time. All right, so Seth, I'm going to the Astros game tonight. I saw this video of a young lady, actually, who attempted this challenge at a baseball game recently. I had not seen this, so if you're somebody who'd seen this before, just know that this is the first time I'd seen it on the interwebs. But it was a short video. She attempted what's called the 999 challenge.
Okay.
And I'm curious if you think you could do this.
Is this something we can talk about on the radio?
Yes, it is. It is, for sure.
It's not like nine guys from each race or something?
No, okay. It's not. It's not. Not this
each
particular
race.
One.
Like there's only three races. Well, three races represented in Major League Baseball, by and large.
999. So the challenge is you've got to eat each inning. You've got to eat one hot dog and drink one 12-ounce can of beer.
Each inning,
yes, for a nine-inning game, yeah.
What if it goes into extra innings?
I don't know what the bylaws are for this.
But the challenge is 999.
Nine hot dogs, nine 12-ounce cans of beer in nine innings. And I watched the video.
And what's the other nine thing? Oh, okay.
Nine innings.
Just those. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Hot dogs, nine cans of beer in nine innings.
What do you get? Do you get it for free if you do it?
I think it's just one of those internet challenges. You know what I mean?
Think
like
it's
a TikTok.
It's either an internet challenge or it's a special. You get a special. Like, you got to pay up front.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good deal, but you got to pay up front.
Maybe.
And that seems eminently achievable. I think that's honestly, that's my 4th of July appetizer. I'll be impressed. How big is she?
She's not big.
She's less than 140.
Not big. Yeah.
Anything less than one. That's impressive. Did she pull it off?
She made it through seven innings of the challenge.
What happened after seven innings?
She stopped. Yeah, she just stopped.
Was she slurring her words or anything?
I couldn't tell if she was slurring her words. I don't know if there was a refunding that went on anywhere at any point.
This feels like a marketing coup because I'm guessing, this pure guess, that they charge a flat fee up front, but it's a really good deal. It's like, $40 or something for nine hot dogs and nine beers.
I don't think it's a thing that the venue is organizing. It's like a TikTok challenge.
Yeah, MLB would frown upon that.
Yeah, selling nine beers
like
to one person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good TikTok challenge. It feels a little bit, though, like sometimes people do this for engagement. They'll be like, for $1 million, would you eat this amount of fast food?
Right.
And it's something that's totally like, it's like four Big Macs.
It's very
a
doable.
Couple large fries.
There's
or
a lot of them. I don't know. My eyes are getting too big for my stomach on a lot of those.
No, it's just them getting. It's because they get a lot of replies to people saying, "Of course I could." Yeah, nine beers. That's not all that impressive to me.
I think the harder part would be the beer than the hot dogs. Honestly, the beer is very filling,
especially with a pitch clock too. We're living in an era of a pitch clock.
Okay,
Denver's complete game went 2 hours and 2 minutes.
That's a good thing. That's true. Like that, you'd have to be strategic about the game that you pick. Like, all right, I need to do. Got to make sure I do a gusto game. Because, you know, the first few innings will be nice and long.
Yeah.
You know, ease into this thing.
Lance has gotten more efficient, but still not totally efficient.
Might be a good night to give it a try tonight.
Lance, like, if I'm waiting for old Lance, the best version of old Lance was it would be scary as hell in the first inning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he'd rein it in and he'd just mow everybody down. I think I would bet, I think 60%. Of a Pender poll respondents
say,
would
do
say
this?
That they could do this.
Could do this? Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to try this?
I don't know.
You
if I'm
going to go through four innings.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to try this tonight or not. Here's the other thing. It's a weeknight. You know, nine beers on a weeknight. Really, you're the person I'm most concerned about. Are you concerned about the version of me that you would get tomorrow if I tried the 999 challenge tonight?
It would make for good radio. I'd get really frustrated with you and agitated that you'd, like you usually you're steering the ship, and when you're drunk and stealing, hey, you know how many clicks? You know how many people tuned into the Valdez? You know the Exxon Valdez? This would be like paid attention to that.
Oh, so
we could have the Exxon Valdez of radio shows tomorrow morning.
Someone brings up a good point. It's Dollar Dog Night. I didn't even thought about that. It's Dollar Dog Night. Now I'm actually in a suite tonight, though, which is means it's $0 dog
night.
Well,
excuse me. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So I mean, if it's free, I almost have to do this now, probably. I would think.
You could do it. Just the biggest challenge, honestly, in a challenge like that is not eating anything before you go to the game.
Yeah.
Like if I just sit down and I can't remember the last time I went to a sporting event or a movie and I hadn't eaten pretty much way more than I should have before the first pitch or before the previews were
the
over.
The food is so good.
I know. Yeah. So I think you should try it.
I think I could do it.
Nine beers for you isn't really like that's.
It's really
like,
not.
I don't want to put your business out there, but
no,
yeah.
Beer does not.
That's not a big deal for you.
Beer fills me up more than it messes me up. You know, like so that's the thing.
Let's say it's a 3-hour game just because the math is easier.
Yeah.
I want to say three beers, especially with all the bread and hot dogs sopping up the alcohol in your belly. I'm guessing you're not even necessarily, let's see, how much do you weigh? About like 175? How much do you?
Thereabouts.
Can I say 220 or is that an insult?
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's like 210, 215, 210? Something
okay,
like that. Yeah.
210.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to say 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we're gonna say nine beers.
Okay,
nine,
so this is like a this is like a sobriety measurement here. Is this a blood alcohol content?
Yeah, your BAC would be 0.14%.
Okay, well I'm not driving. I mean, Amy's probably gonna drive. She usually drives.
But I'm just by way of illustrating like how drunk are you? Whatever. What is the limit? I don't even know.
0.08.
Okay. So you're drunk though by the law.
Nearly twice
standards.
The legal limit. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. Okay. So that is. Yeah, I think you should do it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Now, okay, now, so it is Lance pitching.
Yeah.
Who do we have? Who's he facing tonight?
Somebody from the White Sox. So that's actually good. If it's almost anybody from the White Sox, they're going to suck. So that means the innings are a little longer, you know?
So, and also, though, but you got to factor in the fact neither of these teams have a good offense.
Yeah.
And, Shane Smith. 2.45 ERA. Dude, you're looking at potentially a 2.5-hour window now. That changes things a little
bit. Yeah, that changes the calculus. Probably got
2.45 ERA on 62 innings pitched. You know, it's not so.
That's not a small sample size. That's a good pitcher right there so far.
Yeah. And Lance, if Lance keeps pitching the way he's been pitching against one of the worst offenses in the league. Okay, it's a challenge now.
We have a texter who's done it and says it's a fun challenge. It just gets difficult when the innings are three up, three down. You know, just when it goes by that fast.
Because you got to go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
I'm going to tell you from my experience with wind sprints, Sean.
Yeah.
A lot of times, this is the key. You got to really sprint the first 20 yards, and it allows you to coast the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd approach each inning that way, that like, all right, I'm going to get this. Because then you got to factor in bathroom. Oh, you're in a suite, so the bathroom time's not going to be
as big a
deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I do the suites. I haven't been in a suite in Daikin very much in my lifetime. Do they have bathrooms up in the suite?
At the very least, if the suite doesn't have a bathroom, it's a lot easier to get to one that the bathrooms don't have lines.
And they're way less, they're way less crowded.
Yeah.
Someone says 0.14 is teetering on possible blackout if you're a lightweight. Sir,
oh, really?
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
I'm not a lightweight. I mean, go to my Twitter timeline. I put up a video from a bar yesterday afternoon. All right, yeah.
I can't remember who was the player that got in trouble for drinking kombucha that had a little bit of alcohol in it.
Oh, was it a football player?
It was up in
player?
Minnesota. Yeah. It was up in Minnesota. It was a player who was in the program, so he was getting tested for alcohol.
Oh, you know who it was? I think it was Michael Floyd.
Yeah.
I think it was Michael Floyd. Notre Dame
so
guy.
So he had a sip of kombucha.
Yeah.
And then because there's a minuscule amount of alcohol in it, he had drank the kombucha right before he blew into the breathalyzer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because it's like still on your breath and in your mouth and everything, he blew positive for alcohol.
Yep.
But I did a test. Before we knew that he had drank the kombucha right beforehand, I drank a boatload of kombucha to see
in response
how high
to
it
this?
Would elevate my BAC.
Yeah.
So it was the amount of liquid was rough.
Yeah.
It was really rough. I can't remember how much it was, but that's going to be the challenge. Hot dogs, 9 hot dogs, a lot of hot dogs. But, yeah.
Should I put condiments on the hot dogs or go naked on the hot dogs?
No, you need to dip them in water like the
pros.
I'm
not doing it like Joey Chad. It's not a speed thing. It's an endurance thing.
But it makes it go down easier and faster. Yeah. That gets so you can get more the other. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
intrigued by this.
That's big chunks of unchewed hot dog in my gut.
What's the over under on this for you then? Are you thinking 7.5 or
I think 7. Yeah, I don't want to sit here and declare I can do it. I think I could get through 5 easy.
Yeah.
Easy I could get through 5.
Your blood pressure is fine, right?
My blood pressure is great.
So the boatload of sodium isn't going to
You're not going to
stroke out on me midway through the show tomorrow.
I can't promise anything, but the numbers for me, I get my blood pressure checked every week and I'm fine right now. Yeah.
As long as you don't stroke, because that would be very selfish on your part. If I was left to have to,
to leave
you know, finish the show
middle
out.
Middle of the show.
Well, you know, kind of peeved at you as well.
Yeah.
Your responsibility after I'm the one who's encouraging you to do it.
Angry Seth getting peeved because I died of a stroke in the middle of the show.
Will Amy be impressed with you or disgusted
Probably disgusted with me, I think. I eat fast. Like when we go out to eat, I eat fast. I don't think she likes it. I don't think it's a turn
then,
on.
Are you then kind of like looking for the check immediately?
I typically do have them take my plate, and so then she's left sitting there halfway through eating stuff.
Yeah, Brandy hates me too for that.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
What's going on here? What's the holdup? Oh, it's you.
That's exactly what happens. I'm a fast eater, so that happens a lot.
You're ready for this, man. You're ready.
Yeah.
I want to see a training montage
today.
I need you to do a montage of you doing various exercises, just like in the movies where that exercise actually isn't going to help you for an event that's, you know,
running
12
up
hours away, but somehow,
someone says, what a loser the lightweight is. I drive back to the convenience store at 0.14. Gotta reload, man. Like those drinks.
It's a safe thing to do. You got to go buy a loaf of bread to, you know,
sop
up everything.
That's it.
I'm just joking, kids. That was a joke.
Was
Never
a joke.
Do it. Ever.
Kids are on summer break, man. Kids
they don't drive anymore
kids,
either.
They don't.
Like, well, I don't get my license. I've got you as my taxi.
It's one of the wildest things, man. Yeah.
And I can, and I've got the whole world on my phone.
Crazy. All right, final segment coming up. How bitter is Cleveland about this Nick Chubb signing? We've got audio to prove just how bitter they are. Not just at this, pretty much everything Houston, they are mad at right now up in Cleveland, which is good. We'll get to that. Final segment coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Happy 6-10 day to everybody. It's June 10th. Texans on the field right now. I should probably have Twitter open, right, Seth, to make sure we get the earliest reports on whether C.J. Stroud is doing anything besides handoffs and warmups here?
Yeah, right? If they're out there on the field right now, yeah.
They just got out there, practice officially started 27 seconds ago.
One little tidbit of news from around the NFL that sounds interesting is that it seems like Mike McDaniel has lost his positive glow and shine. Is he surprised it's taken this long to find a trade partner for Jalen Ramsey? Quote, I don't give a bleep how I feel about it. Business is business.
Oh. And everything's not a joke anymore, huh?
But he uses so many buzzwords, and he's so happy go lucky.
Yeah.
He's gonna be fine in the NFL.
He's really funny. He's not so funny anymore, huh? When they don't win playoff games for the entire century. Okay. Gotcha. Got it. A lot of advice coming in on the text page about the 999 hot dog beer and 9-inning challenge.
Tonight, Sean Pendergast is going to attempt to drink 9 beers and eat 9 hot dogs over the course of 9 innings. You got to do one of each per inning. You can't try to just do it all at the beginning and then filter it in. It's got to be paced out that way.
Yeah, I love how this has just morphed into I'm definitely doing this tonight. Condiments on the hot dog change up the texture, increase the odds for success. So this person's saying this. Put some mustard on it or whatever.
Yeah, maybe Jane, mix it up. Yeah. Like make a little bit of novelty after that. Maybe start off the first couple just plain hot dogs, and then you do mustard for a couple, then maybe you do ketchup or something else like that for another couple.
I'll never do ketchup because I don't like the way it tastes on the hot dog. But the young lady in the video where I first saw this challenge did just that. Just what you're saying. She changed it up. And that
you don't
that
want to load up necessarily,
right?
But just enough,
just a little change of taste. Yeah,
I cut out all refined sugar in my diet, and one of the things that's happened that I didn't expect is because I cut out ketchup because it's got sugar in it.
Yeah, a lot.
And I had some ketchup last night. I was like, I'll have a tablespoon of ketchup.
How'd you
measured
feel?
It out and everything. It was way too sweet for
me.
I didn't like it. I was like, this is too sweet. I never thought of ketchup as sweet before.
Your palate and adapts when you do stuff like that. Yeah.
Which is nice because once I made it, it wasn't hard, but after a few weeks now, like I have zero cravings for anything sweet. And when I do try something sugary, it's I don't enjoy it. It's way too
sweet.
Are
you nervous about football season coming up in the press box with all these sweet treats that they've got in the press box?
Because usually, what happens is it's like I'm, especially if I'm stressed, my go-to.
You do work up there,
is
man.
Is to eat a lot.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Because I think as long as I complete it, like I'm Sam Malone working in a bar.
Yeah.
You know? I know I can't touch it at all. I'm good. As long as it's complete absence, because it's complete abstinence or just complete gluttony for me. There is no in between.
And we all know what's going to happen if you wind up having some sort of spurt where you eat 13 ice cream sandwiches is you're going to blame me for it. You're going to blame
me. Yeah, exactly. For not putting the brakes on me.
For not stopping you. Yeah.
And I know I just said it that it's complete abstinence for me. Like, obviously, ketchup has, that's not like eating an ice cream cone.
No,
it's
not the
same
thing.
I was just curious about it. It's not going to,
not the same thing. So they're mad up in Cleveland because Nick Chubb is a Texan and because the Texans dominated the Browns in the playoffs a couple of years ago and Deshaun Watson trade, et cetera. I thought this guy, Max Loeb, credit to Pedro, one of our listeners, for making us aware of this reel. I thought he laid out really, really nicely just exactly how Houston has become Cleveland's daddy.
How is this happening again? I can't believe this. The Houston Texans have physically and emotionally dismantled the Cleveland Browns more than any other team in the past decade. Nick Chubb, now a Houston Texan. Not here to talk about if that was a good or a bad move for the Browns to move on from Nick Chubb. The reality is the fan favorite in Cleveland, gone to Houston. Gone to Houston 2 years after they beat you by 31 points in the NFL playoffs. They destroy you. And all of that is after this trade. Will Anderson, Tank Dell, Kamari Lassiter, Caden Bullock, for Deshaun Watson, and a pick that got Jerry Jeudy, so maybe there's some positive. No, I'm literally asking you, has there ever been an NFL team that's taken a fan favorite star player, absolutely dismantled them in the playoffs, and then pulled off the heist of a century in a franchise-altering trade for both sides? No. The answer is no. Now, there's really only so much you can do. You almost have to tip your cap to Nick Caserio and the Houston Texans. But the Houston Texans have physically and emotionally ruined the Browns fan base for the past 5-6 years. And don't forget, they made another trade in this year's draft.
Yeah, that's a shame.
This is where I get it with Cleveland feeling this way about the Chubb trade. Because we've seen a lot of people out of Cleveland say, I'm glad that he went to a good team, a competitive team, a playoff team. Except I just wish it wasn't the Texans.
Yeah.
They want to see Chubb have success.
They
understand that it was time to move on. It was probably the smart thing for the Browns to do. And especially, Sean, the part that really smarts is it's $2.5
million. It's a cheap deal, man.
If you're going to keep an emotional fan favorite around, you could afford to do it.
Yep.
And that part probably really hurts. But then also you add on that, man, all of these other trades have not worked out for us. Except for the one that did when they bought a second round pick by trading for Brock Osweiler, which is the way that deal was basically the Browns were just buying a second round pick by taking Nick Osweiler's salary off the books. They did use that pick to get Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb of all people.
Which is the ultimate irony in all of this.
The one good move they made, that guy they used that pick on is now a Houston Texan. Man,
we used Brock Osweiler to trade for Nick Chubb, who, if he goes on to become anything close to what he once was, that'll be yet another coup.
Oh my God, this is amazing. What other things could we steal from Cleveland if we want to do to make it even worse? Could we move the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to Houston? That would be fun because that's a big part of that city's identity, is that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you ever
been? It's all over the airport.
Have you ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I've never been, and I've been, Sean, I've been stuck in Cleveland on like 7-hour layovers.
I know
before,
you have.
And I should have gone. It's close to the airport too, I think.
Is it really? I have no idea. I would love to go.
I think it, maybe not. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, but I would have had time to take an Uber to it.
Yeah. So we could steal that. What if LeBron signed here for his twilight years, not that he's not already in them, and they win a championship here with LeBron, you know, who's sort of, you know, he's kind of one of Cleveland's favorite sons, you know, he's from Akron. That would be fun. They did that. Pilfering something at the trade deadline off of the Indians, or sorry, the Guardians would be good, you know, Jose Ramirez maybe, like stealing one of their baseball players. Miles Garrett coming here at the end of his career, that would be good, you know, on a cheapo deal.
Miles Garrett, if he, especially come back to Texas, he would come on a deal like going back home. And play on a very reasonable contract.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That would be good.
That'd be the real key is that if you win a Super Bowl, Browns have been around for a lot longer as well, obviously. Yeah. If you could actually win a Super Bowl and do it with a couple of their players
this is like when the Marlins.
Really want to put them out of their misery.
Like when you were a Cubs fan and the Marlins are winning two World Series in 6 years back in the day. You know, great, this team that's been around for 20 years is winning a Super Bowl, and we can't get out of our own way. We can't even get to a Super Bowl. Not seeing any reports yet as to whether or not CJ is throwing. It's probably still a little early. They're probably still just in warm-ups right now. We're on shoulder watch, you know, after...
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a lot of times, it's... I don't know, it just depresses me sometimes.
Why?
Because it's all, like, everybody that's getting inducted, like, they're still trying to look rock and roll, but they're older now and everything, and I don't know. That's what it, we all age. But I don't know. There's something about a bunch of old badasses all being assembled together.
Yeah.
There's something. It's a little bit depressing.
I get that.
I don't know why.
I went to a Phil Collins concert a couple of years ago, and it was one of the most depressing events I've ever been to in my life because he's not in good shape right now. Like he's got issues right now. How about this? This courtesy of Aaron Wilson. After practice, here is who is scheduled to talk to the media: Kalen Bullock, Mario Edwards Jr., C.J. Stroud.
Oh.
C.J. Stroud ready to talk to the media. You know what? I don't even know if he's throwing. I don't even know if he's got both arms working right now. That's a good sign that they're putting him in front of a microphone.
I wonder if do you think he'll divulge anything or is he going to give us no comments?
Yes. I think we're going to learn something today. I think we're going to learn. And my hope is that we learn that we've all been making a big deal out of nothing. That's what I'm hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it could be one of those things where there's so many reports floating around right now. The common sense kicks in, and like, look, we got to put somebody in front of a microphone, especially if it truly isn't reason to have a 5-alarm fire going on about this.
Yeah,
let's put him in front of a microphone. You know, like D'Amico Ryans was more forthcoming about this the second press conference than he was the first press conference. Like, the hope is that they're realizing, like, okay, if we're all truly just making a big deal out of nothing, then there's no reason C.J. Stroud shouldn't be put in front of a microphone, and it sounds like he will be today. So that's good,
right? Yeah, so good, good.
Yeah, this is good.
Good for us. Good for sound bites.
Absolutely,
for us
yeah.
It's going to be help because you come in all hungover from your
my hot beer, dogs hot, and beer.
Hot dog and beer orgy yeah. that you're having tonight.
That's right. All right, Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, they're joining us here in the loop. Fellas, what do you think? C.J. Stroud meeting with the media.
When you said what do you think, I thought I was going to say absolutely you eat the 7 hot or the 9 hot dogs.
The 9 hot dogs. Yeah, I think everybody wants me to do it.
It's because we believe in you, Sean.
Is that why?
100%. Okay, it's all belief.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I think I could do 4 innings.
I think I could do 5. I could do 5. Yeah. So we'll see.
And C.J. Stroud talking means he's probably going to throw.
I would think so, right? That seems logical. If I was betting on it, mm-hmm. I would say that.
Otherwise, you're setting him up for like a barrage of why did you not throw?
I mean, he's still going to be asked about that even if he throws. You know, he could throw 360-yard bombs today, and people are still going to be like, hey, what's up with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This would be nice, though, to send us all off into that 5-week period between minicamp and training camp.
Oh, yeah.
Having seen C.J. Stroud throw a football. I was already at a stage where if he didn't, my angst level wasn't going to go any higher. I had conditioned myself mm-hmm. to like, all right, we're not going to see him till training camp. That's when I'll freak out next.
Yeah, I was in the exact same place.
Yeah, but if he throws today, like, okay, now I'm going into the summer with a little pep in my step mm-hmm. now, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I feel about that.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And we get D'Amico today, too. You guys going to be carrying?
That is correct.
Yeah, you guys going to be carrying D'Amico?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Absolutely. Did you say no?
I said yeah.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I heard no. I was like, that's not the word.
Absolutely
What
not.
Else are you looking forward to here? I know you guys won't be able to be there, but like hearing about, like, what are the, if you were to go out to minicamp, what would be like the main thing you'd be looking for in the grocery store there?
I mean, obviously, offense, like more on the offensive line, more kind of insight into what it looks like. Mm-hmm. That's the weak point of this team in general, of what is a largely strong team and what it's the way it's put together. So that's still going to be something I'm interested in, is what does it look like they're really leaning towards? It feels like they've kind of set like an equilibrium point, but I'd like to see if that's actually the case or if that was just, you know, the first iteration of what they're
doing. We're the ones.
For me, the center position is the most. Mm-hmm. I could forecast the other offensive line positions and maybe give a 70% chance of this scenario. With the center, I feel like it's just wide open, and I have no clue who's going to be day one center.
Well, the curveball they threw there was throwing Andrews out mm-hmm. there. I think it's Jake Andrews
with the ones consistently.
Yeah, that was the curveball they kind of threw in OTA. So yeah, I'm with both of you guys on that. What about you, John?
I want to see the two badasses, then two new guys, Nick Chubb and C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah,
you know those two guys, what they can do in the secondary, what they can do in the backfield. Yeah, that's going to be it for me.
That'll be fun, man. Yeah. So I'll be out there. there. I'll check in if you want me to. If there's any, like, see anything out there.
Yes, please
with these human eyes, I'll check in with you guys.
Was there any level of solace for you, Seth, that we didn't actually get the Nick Chubb news and what didn't happen until much later in the day?
I thought about that.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. As long as it's not me, then I'm pretty much bitter about it.
Yeah, yeah. The afternoon guys got some satisfaction.
They sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of us were just stuck with Chubb Watch.
Chubb Watch.
Yeah. You know what I had to deal with that you guys probably didn't have as much as I made the mistake of like commenting on a couple things on social media yesterday because people were like, basically people were reporting it as a done deal that he had already signed. And I just gently explained to somebody, no, he hasn't signed. There's no reports of him signing yet. It's that he's expected to sign pending a physical. And then like immediately after Diana Russini posts hers, all these people are saying, told you so.
Yeah.
After, like, no, we started this conversation 3 hours ago when I was 100% correct. And now, I hate people. That's
Crosstalk.
That's the epilogue to that story.
And Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Someone texted in, disgusting. I hope you all choke on the ninth hot dog. Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Jeez.
Yeah, nothing disgusting about that sentiment.
Right. Thank you. Exactly. All right, question of the day. Fellas.
Yeah, so I'm sure you guys know this. It is 6:10 day.
It is 6:10 day.
It is a.
We were reminded several times throughout the show that it was.
And we have to remind Reggie what he's gotten into.
Yeah. So as the new man in, I want to be baptized in the waters of 6:10 via memory. So the 6:10 day question of the day is: what is your favorite sports radio 6:10 moment?
Okay. Mine. I'll come at this as a listener. Back in the late 90s, the Jim Rome tour stops here were amazing.
Oh yeah,
they were incredible. Mm-hmm. That was
the Sam Houston Race Park.
There was Sam Houston Race Park. The first one ever was at SRO. Remember SRO?
I went to the one at Sam Houston Race Park.
The big one, the big SRO that's no longer in business, but it was a gigantic sports bar, with 30-foot ceilings and movie screens. He did it there in 97. He did Sam Houston Race Park in 98, and then he did what was Enron Field at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He got 25,000 people out to Enron Field. People don't realize how big the Jim Rome show was back here in the late 90s.
Oh, and the groupies. Oh, my God.
Well, the groupies for his callers as well. I couldn't keep them off of me.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So as a listener, that's mine. Most of mine as a host, a lot of them are Super Bowl related, interviews we did at the Super Bowl, things that happened at the Super Bowl, stuff like that.
Mine was I missed the Sports Radio 610 Combine where the listeners would come out and compete in various combine events. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I really miss those. It was also fun too because it was a really cool event for the listeners and a lot of competitors would act like it was the dumbest thing ever. And it was cool because it was like, no, actually look at this. Everybody's having a whole lot of fun. This is actually really a genuinely wholesome fun event. Yeah.
I remember one year that instead of bench press, they did push-ups. I'm sure you remember that. And they paired us off in twos. And I thought I was doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They paired me off with Ted Johnson. And I'm like,
I just drew Duke in the first round.
I was like, holy crap.
Oh, I'll tell you one of my least favorite. This is with an old boss that we had here. Do you remember it was around 2015, 2016. You can still Google and find some of the videos where our boss at the time, our program director at the time, basically turned the entire lineup into like his own version of Fear Factor or Truth or Dare. And we had to do like certain... All I know is I had to get my back waxed.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
There were some really bad ones. There's
video of Laura Reynolds walking around in like just a bra, through the offices.
And then remember Brian Straw and Paul Gallant had to do something where like it was creepy. They had to like wrap their faces in Saran wrap and do something. It looked like something out of a horror movie.
Dude, it was me and Ted.
Yeah,
we had to. He made us wrap our faces in Saran wrap, and we had a pretzel stick. In each end of our mouth, like Lady and the Tramp with the spaghetti, we could walk around the office. Yeah. And I'm going like, man, I've been trying so hard to get over to 6'10". I didn't realize this is just...
Like, I got waterboarded.
It's like a personal play thing.
You guys had to hold the pretzel in your mouth, like, between the two of you, right?
Yes. Yeah. While our faces were wrapped in saran wrap.
It was the most homoerotic thing I've ever seen in my entire life that I didn't pay for. It was weird, man.
It was wild. And I dated Ted for 6 months after that. It was weird. Yeah. It was really strange.
I'm recognizing that I have not had to undergo any rookie hazing. This is fantastic. Parker's, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Parker has the same.
You're
going to
carry my bag at training camp.
Your bag will be on the floor.
Well, that's the whole key, is they get you comfortable, and then one day Lopez beats you with a sack.
All right, fellas. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow.
Antibodies, and God bless you on the 9th hot dog tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's taking 81 inches down his throat tonight. God. Let's do this.
Hey, yo. That is... Woo, that's a lot. That is
We are done.
Yeah, you are.
We're out of time.
You want to mention who brought you this opportunity?
Possibly permanently.
Yeah.
You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station. Reggie Atatula, John Lopez.
I am Googling how long is a hot dog.
Figgy Fig.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.